Cayley considered this carefully before answering.
"Hasty-tempered, yes," he said, "but not violent-tempered."
"Was he fairly athletic, active and quick?"
"Active and quick, yes. Not particularly strong."
"Yes. One question more. Was Mark in the habit of carrying any considerable sum of money about with him?"
"Yes. He always had one 100-pound note on him, and perhaps 10 or 20 pounds as well."
"Thank you, Mr. Cayley." Cayley went back heavily to his seat. "Damn it," said Antony to himself. "Why do I like the fellow?"
"Antony Gillingham."
Again, the eager interest of the room could be felt. Who was this stranger who had got mixed up in the business so mysteriously? Antony smiled at Bill and stepped up to give his evidence. He explained how he came to be staying at the George at Waldheim, how he had heard that the Red House was in the neighbourhood, how he had walked over to see his friend Beverley, and had arrived just after the tragedy. Thinking it over afterwards, he was fairly certain that he had heard the shot, but it had not made any impression on him at the time. He had come to the house from the Waldheim end, and consequently had seen nothing of Robert Ablett, who had been a few minutes in front of him. From this point his evidence coincided with Cayley's.